You're listening to Interviews with Adam. I'm your host, Adam Miller, and today we continue in our Missions Emphasis Month as we've been talking with various ministries that are around the world and having unique impacts in different regions and different circles. Today, I'm really excited to be talking with Mark Gauthier, who is with Crew, a ministry that works on campuses around the world with students. With college students and preaching the gospel, teaching the gospel, a much needed front for our culture today, as we are losing so many of our next generation Christians. They're walking away from the church. It's exciting to hear about this great ministry. Mark, thank you so much for being a part of our Missions Emphasis Month.
Yes, you're welcome, Adam. Thank you for having me. It's a real honor and privilege.
Why don't you get us started by telling us a little bit about Crew? This is a ministry. It's actually changed names over the past decade. Can you tell us a little bit about what Crew is and what it's doing?
Absolutely. Yes, we did change our name. We used to be called Campus Crusade for Christ, and we're now Crew. And really, that was done because over the years, the ministry has grown beyond the campus, although that is the core piece of what we do. But we're roughly have ministry in roughly 191 countries around the world, and with the same mission, overall mission and purpose is helping to fulfill the Great Commission and the power of the Holy Spirit by winning people, building them in their faith, and sending them to win and build others in the body of Christ and out in the world in which they find themselves. And so in the U.S., of course, we do that through a variety of strategies. We have that focus related to families and to pro athletes and to the inner city and to millennials who are graduating and going into the city to take jobs. And then, of course, as you've mentioned, what I give leadership to is our campus ministry, which focuses on high school, university, graduate school students, and then professors here in the U.S. and about 40 countries around the world, where we take responsibility to actually raising up the resources, the people, the money to launch ministries in those places, and then see God raise up national leaders and turn the ministry over to the national leadership and go to the next place where there's a need.
Yeah, I'm most familiar with Crew in the Campus Crusade ministry part and the many colleges that you're serving on, serving through. Can you tell us a little bit about kind of the history of Crew and kind of how that ministry developed throughout the years?
You bet. So really, in 1951, Dr. Bright, our founder and president, started the ministry with a vision that has not changed for us, and that was to help fulfill the Great Commission in our generation. And for him, as he looked around, he felt that the university campus was a very strategic place to begin to share Christ, see disciples made, and raise them up to send them out. And so since that time, now on the campus side of things, we're in roughly 2,400 ministry locations and trusting the Lord to give every student, every professor a chance to know Christ, working alongside the body of Christ and many other organizations to do that. And we really believe, just as Dr. Bright did when the ministry started, is that when you look at the world and you begin to think about how can we give every person a chance to know Christ, to grow in their faith, all 7 billion people, how do you do that? Well, one of the ways, historically and currently, is to reach the young generation, high school students and college students. And they historically have been a fulcrum that God has used, a leverage, let me say it that way, a lever that God has used to actually drive his missionary endeavor forward throughout the world. And so we have continued that, and we have the same vision that really we began with as I said, helping to fulfill the Great Commission by winning and building and sending people to make a difference for Christ. And we hold to the belief that humanity was made in God's image. Every person. We'll never meet an individual, no individual anywhere that wasn't made in God's image and who is not on a spiritual journey. Every person is. And so our desire and our commitment, working with lots of volunteers and partners, is helping people to know how to connect with others and to communicate the love of God and the message of salvation in relevant ways to connect people to the most significant relationship, which is God. And then really out of that, Adam, to help people know how they can experience real transformation in their lives, both in terms of coming to Christ, but then growing as they learn foundational transformational principles from the scriptures that can change their life, set them on a trajectory to really do the third piece of what our vision is, and that is to make a difference in this world, to really be the light of Christ wherever they go, and to be equipped with some foundational skills and abilities so that they can pass on what they themselves have received.
I love that you've talked about the college campus as being a strategic place, because I firmly believe in that these are students, these are worthy of our investment. They are the next generation, and we have so much that we can pour into them to see their success in the church. But many people look at this as a frontline ministry because there are so many challenges, and there are so many other people that are vying for those children, for their own philosophies, their own worldviews. It becomes something that we also have to really work at, because it certainly is a place where it can flourish, but it's also a place where it takes a lot of hard work.
Yes, that's an excellent point, and obviously an astute observation. The university is the place that really has a very intentional agenda, and that is to develop the next generation of leaders for the world. And the question with students is never, will they lead? It is, how will they lead? What is the message that they're carrying out of their 4 years, 6 years, 9 year experience, depending upon what their path is? And it's a place where obviously the truth of Christ is challenged and the tenets of Christianity are challenged. But as you and I both know, Jesus made the statement, I am the way and the life and the truth. And so truth, when it is sought, rises to the surface. And so that environment is an incredibly important place to be in and to engage with who the person of Christ, the truth claims of Christ, the change Christ can make. And so our thought always is it can be a very flourishing place for a believer, provided they get connected with the many ministries that are on college campuses and grow in their faith. And then also it is a rich place, Adam, just to really see the gospel move forward. And I'll give you a couple examples of that if you'd like, some stories or just some numbers. This is last year, and this is all to God be the glory. On the campus side, the U.S. piece of CREW and what we're doing in the U.S. and where we're involved in the various parts of the world, so over 25 million people have a chance to know Christ. That's every second somebody having a chance to know to hear the gospel. That's like the city of New York filled three times over, or L.A. six times over. But of those 25 million, last year, over 378,000 people indicated decisions for Jesus Christ. That's somebody every minute and a half that goes from darkness to light. The point behind that is it's just, number one, to God be the glory, that he is working, he is drawing people to himself, but also that people are spiritually hungry and open. Now, that doesn't mean everyone receives Christ. Obviously, they don't. But we come in with an assumption that people aren't on a spiritual journey. I'd like to flip that assumption around and say, yes, they are. And as we engage with people and we hear their stories and we have opportunities to share ours, many, many people are very open and want to know how they can experience real life, real significant relationships. So that would be a story that I don't think a lot of people know or would think that, wow, that kind of fruit. Well, yeah, there really is. And all over the world and on college campuses all throughout the United States.
You know, one of the things that I found about college students, and especially during my time in college and right out of school while I was still in graduate school, still working and ministering to the students from my campus, you really have to go to them. It's surprising. It's a hard thing, I think, in our culture today, especially here in New England, to see young people coming to church on a Sunday morning. But the frontline ministry that you have, if you go to a campus and you start a Bible study, you start a training program, you'll get a lot of students that will come to those events. It really is an area where that frontline ministry has a tremendous impact.
Yes, I like the way you phrase that. And that would be something that is true of what we and other ministries like ours do, is that we are showing up in their space. And we actually look for, where are the students at, and let's be there. And I'll give you two different examples of this. Is we have a team, believe it or not, at Walt Disney World down in Orlando. And the reason we do is every year there are 10,000 college students that go through their college intern programs. It's like a university, so every 4 years, and they turn over every year. So that's 40,000 students over 4 years. That's a large campus. That would be one example. Another example is students are they're obviously living and breathing on the internet. So we seek to meet them there, and then, of course, physically on college campuses. And so a lot of what we do is designed to engage in conversation about the most important questions of life when we're on a campus. We have a lot of programs that seek to do that so that we can be where they are and enter into those conversations about Christ and about what he did for us and how he rose from the dead.
Now, you spent some time here in New England and in Boston, and this is a huge burden, I know, on many of our listeners' hearts to reach the next generation with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the college campuses, they flourish here in New England, but there's still a great challenge and a need to get workers and to get help to minister to those college campuses. Can you tell us a little bit about your experience here in Boston and also the great advances for the gospel for those campuses that are here in the New England area?
Sure, yes. Well, as all of you know that are listening to this, New England is a vital, strategic, unbelievably important place for communicating the gospel. And the significance around the world of what people do in New England is felt around the world. And so it's so important. My wife and I spent 10 years in Boston, and as Adam, you and I have talked about, it was a very rich time for us. And we had been doing ministry on the campus of Harvard, which was a lot of fun. People used to say to us, gosh, that must be really difficult. And my comment was back was always, it's not really. It's that campus is filled with unbelievably bright people who have a lot of opinions, and it's a great place to engage in conversation. And so we found that we had lots of opportunities to share Christ. And I'll just share one little story because I think it illustrates what God does as we step out in faith. We had been at Harvard, Wellesley, and MIT. Those were the three places that we primarily had served for many, many years. And through a series of events, the Lord really prompted us to begin to think about the whole city, which, as you all know, there are lots of colleges and universities. And so well over 300,000 students, and depending upon how broadly you put your circle, that number goes up. But one of the things that we did when we were there is we started, we kicked off our school year with a big outreach. We rented a cruise ship, and we sought to throw a party for the city of Boston's university students. And we postered, we got word out to every campus. And the time came, it was great, it filled the ship. It was an incredible time. But one of the things that we were really looking for was for God to raise up new people from new campuses so that we could see ministry started through students and volunteers on a lot of other places. Well, one particular student came. He was a student at Curry College, which is down near your neck of the woods. I mean, it's not too far from you, Adam, but he came, got involved, and invited his roommate to come. And his roommate wasn't a follower of Christ, and his roommate, Steve, ended up becoming a Christian. His life changed. Steve led his mom and dad to Christ and his three brothers to Christ and became the key student leader at Curry College. Well, 2 years into his time there, we found out that Steve was dying, that he had AIDS, that he was HIV positive. Steve had gotten the HIV virus through blood transfusion at an early age. He was a hemophiliac. And so that disease had taken its toll on him, and the doctor said, you need to leave school and prepare just to die, basically. And so he had to leave Curry College. And miraculously, about 2 weeks later, we were able to work out a way for Steve to go back to the school and share his story. And so he came back very weak, and of course with the prognosis that was meant that he wasn't going to be on planet Earth very long. And half the student body came out to hear him speak. And Steve, for an hour, shared his story of his story of having AIDS, of death, and most importantly, how he'd come to know Jesus Christ. And he walked through a 4-point outline of how everyone in that room could receive Christ and have a relationship with God that he had through Jesus. He gave everyone an opportunity to know Christ that night, and over 100 students indicated that they had become Christians. God spared Steve's life for 4 years, and Steve would literally travel around the United States. We would have him show up on college campuses. And this is a 20-year-old college student. And Steve would show up on a campus, and he would share that same story to students. And there would be 1,000, 2,000 students that would come to hear him speak. When Steve died 4 years later, it was documented that through this one student's life, over 100,000 people had a chance to hear the message of the love and forgiveness of Jesus Christ. And over 10,000 people that had indicated decisions for Jesus. And of course, you know, those are numbers that we measure best we can. It's probably way more than that. But to me, Adam, that illustrates just God's heart for people and what he wants to do. And as we step out in faith and share our faith, we see God work. Not always like with Steve, but that illustrates just the power of students and the power of the gospel.
For our listeners who are, passionate about the next generation, especially for those of us here in New England that want to care for the college students, want to see a revival take place in the next generation of young people stepping up and being leaders in the church, they want to get behind CREW. What are some of the needs that your ministry has for support and for volunteerism that they can be a part of to make a difference?
Yes, thank you, Adam. Great question. Well, obviously, when you think of the scope of students in New England, it is immense. Several million students, all at the threshold of making significant decisions that will change their life and set them on a trajectory that will carry them through most of their lives. And so we believe, as you do, that it requires a large army of individuals that are banding together to say, let's make a difference. And so there are lots of ways to be involved with your time and talent in your heart. And so I would encourage you, if you want to get plugged in at a local campus or even to volunteer by hosting international students at your home for Thanksgiving, for example, and just bring in a little bit of your hospitality into international students' lives, most of whom surveys say will come to America and never have a chance to be in the home of someone from our country. That is an example of a powerful way to make a difference and actually have opportunity to share Christ with people that are the brightest, the best, coming from other countries around the world. We are always looking for people that can come and help us communicate the gospel on campus, people that are in different areas of expertise, business, education, the medical profession, who can come in. And we do, one of our strategies is called an Executive and Entrepreneurs Forum, where we invite student leaders, all the student leaders on campus, to come to a dinner paid for by our guests, who are four business people, community leaders, who come in. And at this dinner, which is, there are hundreds of people who come, they share their story, what they do in business, they share their testimony, and then one person shares the gospel. And every time we do these, there are students who come to Christ, because so many of these students see themselves in your picture as they leave college. So volunteering, participating in a variety of ways to serve students, to provide hospitality for them, your expertise, what you do in business is a model for so many students. And so mentoring opportunities with students. Of course, financially, that is one of the great accelerators God gives us to move the gospel forward. And so much of what we do, we have boots on the ground for sure. But with some added financial resourcing, you can change the needle of the number of people coming to Christ, the number of people getting involved in mission, the number of people being trained in evangelism. And so that's another way. And you can get information about that by going to CREW.org and then clicking on the Northeast region and find out more specific information about the Northeast and New England specifically in that. So we need this is an all play for people to say, let's join together to reach students. Next week, I'm going to be in 2 weeks, I'll be in East Asia bringing some community leaders with me. They will do things on campuses and open up doors that we cannot do and this is a very dark place. But because of their abilities, their credentials, what they do, they have a platform there, and we got that strategically designed so that we can share Christ with students and see students in this incredibly important part of the world come to know Christ.
We have been talking with Mark Gauthier with Crew, a ministry that is reaching students around the world, as well as doing much, much more, as we've heard about today. It was such a great privilege to have him on the broadcast. If you want to find out more information about Crew, about Mark, please head over to our website at songtime.com or give us a call. It is 508-362-7070. Mark, thank you so much for sharing with us a little bit more about your ministry and where it's on many of our listeners' hearts. They're very burdened. Thank you for sharing with us how we can minister to the next generation of believers.
You're welcome, Adam. Thank you so much for having me.
We hope you enjoyed this interview made possible by our ministry at Songtime Radio. You can find out more information about our ministry by visiting our website at songtime.com, where you can find this and other interviews on our podcast series, as well as our weekday broadcast, which includes teaching, interviews, and music. We also want to encourage you to sign up for our free monthly newsletter. It's got encouraging articles, and there is no obligation. To find out more information about our ministry, again, visit our website at songtime.com. This ministry is made possible by people just like yourself. We are 100% supported by our listeners. So if you have been blessed today, why not join with the many voices together for that one message, the gospel of Jesus Christ, with your donation to the Songtime Ministry. To make a donation, you can do so online at our website at songtime.com, as well as by mail. Write to us at Songtime Radio, P.O. Box 100, Barnstable, Massachusetts, 02630, or give us a call. Make a donation over the phone. It's 508-362-7070. On behalf of our entire Songtime staff and our own Dr. John DeBrine, the founder here at Songtime, who encourages you to grow in grace and not groan in disgrace, from Cape Cod, I'm Adam Miller. God bless.